news. We were talking about the volcano in Tonga and them being cut off with the internet cable being severed and everything, and wondered about folks that have been to Tonga. And John on the line from Aldergrove, B.C., did some work there. You went down there in a work capacity, John? Good morning. Thanks.
Yeah, I was sent down there. I was contacted by the Kiamatu brothers, Chris and Ma'ake Kiamatu. One played for the Steelers, the other one played for the Panthers. And they wanted me to go down and do a solar project down there. So I went to Tonga. I spent several weeks there and actually worked on the energy roadmap to get them off of diesel onto renewable power. So, yeah, I was there for quite a while. Actually had dinner with the King of Tonga.
And, Wait, hold on. You had dinner with the King of Tonga?
Did he want solar too?
Yeah, well, what happened was I had a meeting with the prime minister. It's a small country, you know, so you meet everybody.
100,000 people, right? 100,000 people.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And so while I was there, the prime minister asked me, he said, you know, it's the Queen's birthday, and are you guys going to stay for the festival? I said, well, I wasn't invited. And then a few minutes later, he walks in with an invitation from the king. And it said, now you're invited, but not just to go to the festival, but to go to his palace and to go have dinner with his family. So actually, we went to church together because they're Methodist. And then we went and had the dinner. But there was the King of Tonga there. The King of the Maoris was there. A couple of U.S. senators, the ambassadors from New Zealand and Australia. It was a cool event.
Yeah, you went down there in a work capacity. Did you go there bringing clothes that would warrant having dinner with the king, or was it all just work clothes? And you're like, damn, man, I didn't expect this.
Well, it was the funniest thing because I was out actually running around and in the morning exercising, and then I heard about the festival. So then I just kind of showed up there in a pair of sweats, and I ran into this guy I knew. He was a pretty high noble for that area. And then he says, hey, he goes, why don't you come sit in the king's box? So they brought me up to the king's box, and then they said,
in sweats?
And the bodyguard said, you can't sit here dressed like that. Yeah. They need to go home and change.
Yeah. You can't be wearing sweats when you meet the king.
This is a king,
dude. Yeah. I participated in their ceremony, bowed to the royal family, gave a contribution to poverty.
Wow.
Me and this friend of mine did that. But yeah, it's probably one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. It's just gorgeous.
Okay, so do they have any chains? Do they have any Starbucks, any McDonald's, Walmart?
Just like you described. Yeah. It's you know, you have to inherit the land from a family member.
Okay.
And the thing is on the Tongan money is there's food, and then there's two things that every Tongan has access to is land and the sea, because they don't want to have any poverty there. So everybody gets a piece of land to grow food, and everybody has access to the sea. So that's right on their money. That's why they have it that way. But it's a beautiful place. And it's interesting to me, when I met with the prime minister, they would pray before every meeting we would have, which I thought was good, you know, because they believe in the Christian God. They said that they didn't want to be colonized. And so that's what they did, and they're pretty. I mean, that whole country shuts down on Sunday, the whole country. You know,
wow.
So I thought, wow, this is a great place.
Man, so what were your when you heard about the volcano and the eruption, and now you see we've seen some satellite photos of the ash covering a lot of the residential areas there. I mean, how modernized is that island to be able to deal with something like this?
Parts of the island are modernized, but it's kind of a rustic. It's some of it's modernized, some of it is. For example, when I was out walking, I see people sleeping on the ground. But why not? It's right in the sun. It's warm.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be laying on the beach. But, for the most part of the capital, it's kind of modernized. They have problems with flooding a little bit. Some of the hotels I stayed in, because I went to the Outer Islands, I went to the Vavatu chain as well, which is, I have a friend, his name's Kapsikahima, and his brother's Vaisakahima. Vaisakahima played for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I remember that guy. He's a great special teams guy. I remember that guy.
That's exactly right. So when I was actually in Salt Lake last summer, And everybody around that table that I was sitting next to was an NFL, ex-NFL player.
Isn't that crazy? 100,000 people, and they got all those NFL guys on that island. Vita Vea.
Yeah, one of them was Steve Cafusi. He played for the Philadelphia Eagles. His sons, Corbin and Bronson Cafusi, play for the 49ers. Rich played for the Rams. Cap, of course, his brother played for the Eagles. I mean, everybody there was somebody that had played in the NFL. It's interesting, but
that's great.
You know, I met these guys in college, and once you're in, they're completely loyal guys.
Does the king wear a crown and everything? Does he have the flow? Do he have the nice robes and the crown?
He has a crown. Like the king I met actually passed away, but his brother became king, and I had met him as well.
Yeah. All right, so king, you know, kings and NFL players.
And always pack some slacks.
Yeah.
You never know.
All right, John,
some slacks.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your brush with Tonga. Thanks for shedding some light on all that for
thank
us
you.
This morning. All right, John there in British Columbia, Tonga. Yeah, we're hoping to get more information and get more pictures out of what has happened on there in that island in the South Pacific. Crazy.